Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to be back on Saturday AM Live. This is Vance, and I took a little break last weekend and went hunting. And in my absence, my wonderful sponsor and mother, Char Rogers, covered in my place and to get some amazing facts and figures and whatnot from Dennis Estes. And I'm just going to put a plug in right now. If you did not hear last week's call, you really, really owe it to yourself. If you're serious about utilizing the tools that are available, even if you're serious about life and you want to have some great factoids about our culture today and the information age and how we're using high-tech gadgets, listen to that call at SaturdayAMLive.com. And so really want to encourage you. I mean, just extremely powerful. Today we have with us from Chesapeake Bay, Virginia, Shirley Jones. And I did pronounce that correct, right, Shirley?
Well, actually, I'm in Chesapeake City.
Chesapeake City.
Yeah, and I'm actually Shirley Jones brand. I better not leave my wonderful husband off, but I do practice Shirley Jones. Everyone knows me by that, so.
Well, now, and I got an email this morning from a friend in Ohio who asked if you're the Shirley Jones that was the singer, the entertainer, or maybe there's more than one Shirley Jones.
No, unfortunately, I was not endowed with the singing voice.
Okay. Well, let's get on to who you are, who this Shirley Jones is. And Shirley, you have had an amazing, amazing ride, if I can call it that, with the Nikan Solutions. And majority, I'd say probably 95% or better, of the people that either become part of the Nikan family or simply are a retail customer. And to date, in 37, almost 38 years, we're now up to, 40 million customers, which is a lot of folks. But the majority of them come on board because of an experience with the Nikan Solutions. They're not products. They are solutions that we can use to benefit our lives. And you are a stunning example of that, not only in your own life, but in your husband, Alan, and then also in your mum, as you pronounce it. Us Yankees say mom, but you say mum. And so I want to jump right on into how long it's been, how you were introduced, and why. What were you dealing with that you just said, hey, this is the answer. These are the solutions that we need, that our family needs. So take us back.
I think I'm a prime example of always sharing and not expecting people to have heard of Nikan. I was a practicing massage therapist, aromatherapist, every modality there was, and I had not heard of Nikan. And I had come from helping my husband for 20 years and ended up with a injury after a gentleman decided he didn't want to wait and came at me head on. And I ended up with a whiplash, so I was introduced to massage and entered that 24 years ago. And so when my mom had this stroke, at the time, all I had was the cream, and I had no more knowledge of the Nikan. But one by one, the products were introduced to me. First of all, the cream, as I said. She had a massive hemorrhagic stroke, and I found myself Mother's Day being told by the neurologist that my mother was going to die or be a vegetable.
And she was how young at the time?
You know, we never, ever thought of age. And until I was researching for this, I thought she was like 70. But it was in 2002. Let me see. She was 83, which to me, I didn't even think of her being 83. And she was just so young at heart and so energetic. And unfortunately, the doctor had decided to, as we were told put her on high blood pressure medication because that's what you do when you reach a certain age. And I was not living with her then. She was not living with me then, rather. And I had no knowledge. And she had never had medication. Coming from the UK, some of the methods that we used were amazing. You know, if you fell and hit your head, you put a cold knife on it because we didn't have ice. And if you had a boil, you put a poultice on it. I mean, it just, we just hadn't experienced the prescriptions. And so I went to visit her one day, and she was not like my mom. And I was going to bring her back here, which was 3 hours from where she was, and get her an appointment with a doctor. But before that could occur, she'd had this massive hemorrhagic stroke. I'm not saying that's what caused it. However, it was quite strange. So 2 days later, she ended up in rehab, and I ended up just moving in. And I took care of her for 2 months. They were so short-staffed that they didn't care what I did. I massaged her, I bathed her, and one day I kept telling her this magic cream that I was massaging her with that I had discovered at a trade show for the massage therapist, and her arms started moving wildly around, and the nurse's aide ran to the nurse, and by that time, my mom, this is such a long story, and I'm really attempting to condense it. By that time, my mom could speak, and she said, "Don't be afraid. My daughter massages me with magic cream." So then, I have to really say, if anyone wants any more information, email me, because I'm cutting huge chunks out of this. I ended up bringing mom back here to Chesapeake 2 months later. She went from being totally, completely paralyzed to being able to somewhat talk, somewhat write. It was a long journey back. However, once we got here, she kept falling over in physical therapy, and a physical therapist said, "Get her mag steps." I had no idea where to get them. I had no computer. I had no knowledge of Niken, and there really, I couldn't find this wonderful mag steps until one day I did. We put the mag steps on Mom, and she never fell again. And it just progressed from there. So for 4 years, I was actually buying the product until I finally walked into a spa, and there was Niken, and I discovered then, oh, what a joy. The sleep system, oh, finally we slept. And it was just one by one. Unfortunately, my misguided family had decided to transfer Mum's funds, so it wasn't an easy prospect of buying these things as all her bills, and she was left penniless, came to us. So if anyone's out there and says, "I cannot afford this," one by one, little by little, step by step, we got the wellness home. And it's just been a magnificent journey, because my mother ended up going from completely paralyzed, unable to speak, unable to walk, unable to do anything, to every day chair yoga. I mean, Tai Chi in the chair. She loved Richard Simmons, that crazy guy, and she sung along every morning. And then she got on her Energizer, and then her PowMag. I mean, she would call herself, my mom's name was Rose, and she said, "I'm a well-oiled magnet mama." Because every night I massaged her with oils, and She looked like she was going out for a football game.
Oh.
She had ankle wraps, knee wraps, eye mask. The lamp came out, the light, and she could see without her glasses. I mean, we just had everything that we could possibly have that was Niken. Oh, and of course, not to forget the nutritionals. Mum came and she had rosacea, and this is no medical claims, and maybe this could help, and the greenzymes and all the nutritionals. Well, Mum passed in her sleep, August, and it was just after my husband had heart failure, and he was told that he would die. There was no hope for him.
And what were they saying he was going to die of? What was the condition?
He had heart failure. He was 3 hours from here when he collapsed. And he was taken to the hospital and kept unconscious for 3 days. And his arteries were totally blocked, 10% heart, legs blocked, heart blocked. No way to get in, but the dear heart surgeon told me that he would operate, and when I asked him what he would then do, as there was nothing he could do, he said he would figure it out afterwards. So I said, no, that isn't an option, and actually, he was so angry, he refused medical transport back to where we lived. So my husband, who was going to die within a couple of days, ended up riding in a pickup truck back here.
This is the advanced medical transportation.
It was really unbelievable. And then we couldn't get an appointment to get him with another person. You know, I went through the stroke and everything we went through with Mom, but heart failure was something new to me. I was just in total shock. My husband, a vegetarian, always slim, but he adored desserts and cheesecake, ice cream, cream particularly. So they kind of, you know, what he put in his mouth, it really not been helpful.
You know, Shirley, I wanna deviate here just for a little bit, because what you're talking about, what you talked about with your mom, and what you're talking about with Alan, being a vegetarian, being one who was in great shape and did everything right, the Niken solutions, sleep, water, air, nutrition, if we just focused on those, I'm not getting on to the Kinko light, not getting on to, I mean, all these other things that we, you know, that we have, all these other solutions, but just focusing in on those. And when we start utilizing the nutrition, let's say for a case for Alan, this week, the last few days have been a week wake-up call for me, because I, like Alan, I'm not addicted because I've proved that, but I really enjoy good desserts, good sweets. I don't like candy. I never have, even as a kid. I just, it wasn't a thing. You know, maybe a Tootsie Pop every once in a great while, but to set any candy or gum, it doesn't do anything for me. But a really good creme brulee or a red velvet piece of cake or chocolate cake with ganache sauce, and if I'm making any of you hungry, I apologize. But these are things that have been a part of my life, and I really enjoy those things. But I came to terms with something, and I've been meditating on this for the last several months, and I thought, what would life be like if I gave those up, and how much more life can I put back on, not requiring my body to have to go through the process to filter that stuff out, because there's nothing in that that's good for us. It's fun to enjoy something every once in a while, and that's the thing, but I'm getting the impression that Alan enjoyed these probably as often as that I used to. That's probably what added to the heart failure. I'm just taking a guess.
Yes, every night he adored it. And like with my mom, she did not like water. But once we got her on the water, And it just wasn't a fact of, you know, taken away from the doctors, but they actually abandoned us, more or less. The heart doctor, Alan was in the hospital four times, and before we took responsibility, and he did, and, you know, just did everything that we possibly could with the Niken solutions and actually the food healing, he just kept ending back in hospital, and the heart surgeon wouldn't show up. They just discharged him. And honestly, my husband, when he, cutting it very short, he couldn't breathe, he couldn't walk, he couldn't lay down. I mean, he was just really totally unable to do anything. And now, this happened a year and a half ago. He was supposed to be dead within a few days, then they gave a few weeks, and then they said within 6 months. They said he was actually, because we had the Niken solution, he was the healthiest, but the worst case they'd ever seen. So I do credit the Niken solutions for him being the healthiest. Obviously, and he was in a job that had just closed down, high stress, and now, I mean, he's laying down, he's breathing, he's walking. It's a year and a half later, and we're just so grateful to every solution that we have.
And he is very, very active now.
Yes.
The way you and I talked a few weeks ago, you guys are just out and about. And
oh, my goodness, yes. We spent about 5 hours looking for organic food here, and he walked every bit of it, and swam laps in our son's pool. Just every night I massage his feet with the CM cream, and at first they were freezing because the circulation just wasn't getting there. And honestly, I do a leap of joy every night when I massage his hot feet. It's like they're hot.
You've got a husband who's hot, is what you're telling us.
Yeah. 53 years we've been married, and he helped me with my mom. And I have to go back to mom. When my mom passed, we went out the day before, and she had a wonderful day and came back home, and I took care of her for 9 years. Alan, too, when he could. He was wonderful. And he fixed her a lovely meal when she arrived home. We'd been shopping all day. And she said, "That was a good day, wasn't it?" And I said, "Yes, and tomorrow will be even better." Well, it was, I guess, because Mom, when she passed, honestly and truly, looked so beautiful. And she was in her hand holding the Palmag. She loved the Palmag. And when she had gone, that Palmag was still held in her hand. Every solution, she just loved them. She was a living testimonial of what we can do when we use these solutions and take responsibility for our health. And circulation is so important. When she couldn't move her little finger even, I just kept massaging. And when she was able to, actually in the end, she was walking upstairs every single day, up and down the stairs, a lady that was told there was no hope, a vegetable or dead, and my husband, no hope. There is hope, always.
You know, and Shirley, what you're saying here is not rocket science, and most of the wellness consultants, we know this, and so often we forget what we have. And I know Roger Drummer has been such a wonderful blessing and such a wonderful advocate of continuing to remind us that if we just focus on, as you said, you know, if you can't afford the wellness home, you can't afford Niken, one by one we start adding these things. It would be no different than, you know, if you want to take an ordinary automobile, and if you're really into cars and you want to make it not a stock vehicle, Well, you add accessories to it. Or if you're going to purchase a new car and you don't want just the stripped-down model, well, you add things to it one by one. Well, I mean, when you're buying it new, you add it all at the same time, obviously. But we have that same opportunity, and I think you're beautifully explaining that one by one we can utilize things, these solutions, to give us the advantage. And at the same time, I think one of the things you're stressing here, too, that I'm walking away with, and again, I go back to this last week, because I made a decision, and again, it's been something that I've been wrestling with, because I don't, you know, did I really want to give that up? But in exchange for what? There are lots of other wonderful things. Instead of eating that, you know, again, that wonderful dessert or that sweet, occasionally, you know, from time to time, it's okay. But the problem was it was becoming a regular daily thing for me. At least it was only once a day. I mean, as a good German, I should, I should, after lunch, you know, have a nice little treat, and then maybe mid-afternoon have a nice little sweet savory snack, and then again after dinner. I mean, that's what, you know, Germans do, right? At least that's what my family always did growing up. But it's getting away from that and getting something more wholesome, and I have lots of people that I've learned from on this call that I can credit that for, you know, Vince Tesh and Kim Dunn, and the list goes on and on of people that really understand how the body works from a position of being trained that way. But I think the biggest thing that I'm hearing you say is that, number one, one by one, we can't afford the wellness home. You just simply add to it. And then secondly, we've got to really be in control of what we're putting in our mouths, and especially, and I don't know how to say this more directly, to wellness consultants, the healthy body is one-fifth. It's one of those five pillars, and if we don't take control over it, then we're not going to be any different from anybody else out there. And we can make the excuses and make the justifications as much as we want to, but we have to make a decision and say, you know, that extra 60, 80, or whatever pounds I've been carrying for quite some time, I need to get rid of that. I need to donate that. And it makes a huge difference in turning things around. Shirley, you have, in the last couple months now, achieved the position of the silver with Nikken, which is 12,000 points, either in one calendar month or over a rolling consecutive 3 months. You chose to do it in one. And I know you've been working on that for a while, but talk about that. What was that like? What went through your mind that you just simply said, you know, I'm going to do this. This is my goal. This is my intention, and I got to make it happen.
Well, I just always wanted it, and I really would love to be a Royal Diamond. So I've always had that in mind, and even throughout the caregiving of Mom and Alan, we still, Mom and I was focusing on it. She was awesome. And I just kept working with it. And then when Mom passed and Alan now is to the stage where I can leave him, then I was able to circulate. And I have a wonderful team. It's awesome. You mentioned Germany. Well, I'm originally UK, Barbara Satterwhite, Canada, Chris Donna, USA, the others, Donna, you know, USA, El Salvador, Trinidad. I just love it. It's such a connection. And them helping me, that was the big thing. I knew I had so much more confidence. I could call on any one of them, and yourself and others, and do a three-way. I didn't really have the freedom before, you know, as I said, with the caregiving. It was wonderful, and I was focused on, you know, the product. And I can do. That's the big thing. Have to always, never, ever give up, and I can do. And as I said, with my team, I couldn't have done it without them. The Nikken family is fantastic. I, you know, really, really give thanks to everyone. And Roger Drummond, of course, he helped as well with both my husband and my mom. And my dog, cruciate ligament healed. So that was Dr. Mason. So
you know, Shirley, you said you were always, and you said Mom was helping with pushing the products and promoting the solutions that Nikan has. But there was a transition, obviously, that took place in that it's more than just about, because people say, well, you're just selling stuff. And it's more than that when we make that conscientious decision to say, hey, there's an opportunity here that I not only could make, a few extra shillings every single month, but I could help other people do the same. And that's the transition. And I remember the conversation that you and I had, and it was like the light bulb went on and you had been yearning for it for years.
Yes,
it was just something clicked, and then all of a sudden, you're going, okay, this is what we're going to do, and this is the month, and it's going to happen, and you got a few people that were like-minded, and it doesn't stop here, does it? You're not stopping at silver.
No, I've been still continuing on and working with people all over, and even I traveled on the plane, and the gentleman had his feet were aching, so he ended up with mag steps, and then I was staying at a B&B, and I now have a wonderful new downline. Her hip hurt, and she got CM cream, and so we really never stop sharing, no matter where we are.
Mm-hmm. And I think we sometimes forget that. You know, like a good restaurant or a good movie, I mean, I found myself having the most wonderful, delightful conversation with my three nephews yesterday talking about Spider-Man and the new latest Batman movie. And it's because this is what they relate to. They're not going to understand me talking about some of the other subjects that I enjoy because they're teenagers, for Pete's sakes. But if we can remember that, hey, if we have a good experience with something, it's not selling. It's not something we have to trudge through. We just simply share these solutions with folks. Shirley, looking ahead, where do you not only see yourself, but if there was something that you would say to encourage other wellness consultants out there that maybe they've been a part of Nikan for a long time, maybe that's just fairly new. How do you have to have, because not once did you say, not once in the last, 30 minutes that we've been having this conversation, not once did you say, I go out and just tell people about how much Nikan has impacted my mom and my husband, and they have to believe me. Not once did you say that.
I was living proof, or my husband and my mom was, we joined the stroke survivors, and not one of them even seeing my mom. This is, people mustn't get discouraged, because even seeing myself, you know, I swim laps, I walk 6 miles a day, I'm 71, I never think of age. I'm more energetic than, unfortunately, the 30-year-olds. But yet they don't see that. So I just go out and attempt to somehow impact them in other ways. I do love people, so I'll talk to them and bring it into conversation and do fun things. You know, go swim laps and put my Nikan water bottle there. And never, ever give up. Every morning as it gets light, I sit outside with my books and study on my CDs when I'm walking. I listen to the old tapes. I think they're tremendous from all the diamonds. And listen to Vance every Saturday morning. That really uplifts me to hear everybody else's stories.
Well, you'll get that $50 check now that you plugged me.
Thank you. That's awesome. Send me it in a Nikan solution.
You know, Shirley, I wanted you to share that because I think it's so evident and so crucial that we don't have to have a 1 foot in the grave story of what Nikan's done for us. If we're passionate and we're excited about something, people will see that. They'll pick up on it. Sometimes we can be a little bit too passionate, too zealous, and that's okay. But if we are really, really passionate about this. And we were listening to a few weeks ago, and they said, it was June Silva, who said, I don't apologize for being passionate about what I do. And I had a guy at one of our neighbors the other day introduced me to another neighbor that lives down the street that I didn't know, this gal. And he says, yeah, Vance doesn't ever work. He's always playing. And I said, well, what's the point of working? That's no fun. Do NBA players work? Does anybody play, work golf? And they quickly agreed, and she nodded her head. And I said, so what's the point? Everything that I do is fun. And if it's not fun, I don't do it anymore. Because I don't like to do things that are not fun. So why should we, eke out life? And so I thank you for making that very, very clear. Because I think there's a liberty, and you're leveraging your experience and your passion and your excitement for this. And surely there's no doubt in my mind that silver is just the beginning. Because you do have now a little bit more freedom now that you focused on restoring Alan's health, for starters, but now you can get out and about and, really have some fun with it. Not that you couldn't have fun before, but there are limitations to being a full-time caregiver. I've watched many, many close friends and family members, walk that journey. So Shirley, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being an encouragement, and I will find, and if people are interested in seeing all the elongated version of what you've shared today, I will find it, or maybe you might just have to resend it to me, what you typed up with your mom's experience, with Alan's experience. I mean, it was just almost a laundry list of experiences that you guys have seen in just a short amount of time, with what NECAN Solutions can do. And going back to something you said at the very, very beginning, that back in the UK, if you had a headache, you put a cold knife on your head. Now that's not something we should do. We should immediately take some drugs. Because that's what we're told to do here in this country, and we're inundated by advertising and marketing. That's just what you do. And I, have to go back to something Dennis Williams said years and years ago. If I have a headache, it's not because I have a Tylenol or an Advil deficiency. There's something else going on. And NECAN Solutions don't seem as crazy as putting a cold knife on your head, but maybe to some they are. So, Shirley, you've been a great, an absolutely fantastic example of what a wellness consultant is. And I know this is just the beginning for you and Alan, and there's many, many other people out there that are going to be impacted by your story. So I want to remind folks, if you have somebody that you know that, maybe they're dealing with stroke or dealing with, some of these other heart failure, and you think that hearing Shirley's story could be a benefit, well, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. That's www, the word Saturday, AMLive.com. And give our great friend Steve Crowfoot a couple days to get the recording up, and you just click on Shirley's name. That'll be in bold red print, and it plays away. And that's how simple it is. So,
Thank you for listening, and thank you. And if I can help anyone, please email me. Honestly, I'm here to be truly helpful.
Well, Shirley, if you're going to go that far, why don't you just go ahead and give out your email address to folks?
ShirleyJones7@hotmail.com.
That's Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones, Jones, 7, the number 7, at hotmail.com. I hope it helps somebody. I love you.
Thank you so much, Shirley. I appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend, and everybody else have a great weekend as well. And we will talk to you next Saturday. And I'm going to cover some announcements here, but I'm going to bid you all farewell. So have a great time, and thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.